现在这些机器越做越小，我们的手太粗了。
As products are made smaller and smaller, and our hands are still the same size.
很欣赏刚才王教授讲的那句话。
And I really appreciate what Professor Wang shared with us.
神的旨意到最后总是好的。
God's desire, God's plan for us ultimately is good.
这是一个真正经历过主的人所讲的话。
And this is a statement that is made by one that has experienced God.
我们的问题就是，当我们向神要一件事，现在就要。
Our problem is that when we ask God for something, we want it now.
这就表示什么？我们还是属灵的婴孩。
What that represents is that we are still spiritual babies.
所以一个婴孩要东西，现在就要。
As a baby, when you want something, you want it now.
妈妈爸爸讲说，你乖一点，我会给你糖吃。
Our parents might say to the child, hold on for a little bit, I'll give you a candy later on.
现在就要。
But the baby says, I want it now.
是只有成熟的人，他们就肯等。
But as a person matures, they are able to patiently wait.
他们肯等，因为他们知道他们可以信得过讲话的人。
They are willing to wait because the person that promised them is trustworthy.
所以这是信心的长进。
And this is a growth in faith.
所以当我们求神的时候，千万不要跟神讲，现在我就要。
So as we approach God, let us not come before Him with an attitude of, I want it now.
神的时间永远是最好的时间。
God's timing is always perfect.
那么今天我要讲这个题目，不是挺好听的题目。
The topic that we're going to talk about today is not something that is very pleasant.
这是要避免的人跟事。
This talks about the things and people to avoid.
所以我想在这个时候，对我们中间一些还不认识神的，或者认识神不久的人，要讲几句话。
So before we start, I would like to make a few statements to those that are among us that are not believers or that have just come to know Christ recently.
常常我听到一些人听得到之后埋怨。
Oftentimes I hear people, after hearing a sermon, they complain.
原因就是这些人不知道怎么听到。
The reason why they complain is because they do not know how to listen to God's word.
我们总是觉得讲道的人是对他讲的。
Oftentimes we think that the preacher is preaching to me directly.
当然神有的时候要你有这样子的感觉。
Of course, sometimes God wants the preacher to preach to you directly.
讲道的人不是针对了某一个人。
But the preacher is not specifically talking to a person.
假如一个讲道的人专门指着某一个人或者某几个人。
If a preacher only curtails his sermon to just a few people or to a few individuals,
这是神所不喜欢的。
This is not pleasing to God.
所以我常常听到有人讲，千万不要把讲台当作炮台。
So oftentimes I hear people say that do not use a pulpit for your own personal advantage.
所以我们不要在讲道的时候对着某一个人讲，或者对着某几个人讲。
So when we preach, we do not preach to a few individuals or a group of people.
让神的圣灵来决定对谁讲。
Allow the Spirit of God to decide who is going to hear this message.
那我们听到要什么样子的态度呢？
But what is the attitude that we are to have when we listen to a sermon?
我回想我这一辈子不知道听了多少道。
And as I recount my life, I do not know how many sermons I've listened to.
我从来没有从听到你的生气的。
I've never been angry because of a message that was preached.
因为我总想起我们这个中国人的两句老话。
And I think of old Chinese proverb.
叫做有则加之，有则戒之， 无则加勉。假如、
if there is a fault, then you need to watch yourself. And if there's no fault, then make it be aware of it. Make yourself aware of it.
假如讲的这个事情对你是真正的切合的，那么你应该是要听的。
If this topic is appropriate or is something that's speaking about you, then you need to be aware of it.
所以有则戒之，无则加勉。假如这件事情跟你无关，那你何必去难过呢？
So if this passage is not speaking to you, then why are you being offended?
所以你们听到的人听到心里都不舒服的，你说这不关我的事。
So when you hear a message and you're not feeling very comfortable with it, you have to have the attitude that it has nothing to do with me.
因为你只听到人的声音，你没有听到神的声音。
Because all you're hearing is the voice of man. You're not hearing, allowing the moving of the Spirit.
当讲员的话扎你心的时候，这是神的声音。
However, when the message pierces your heart, that is the voice of God.
在这个时候，你就应该要有回应。
And at this time, there should be a response.
所以希望今天弟兄姊妹们啊，你们好好的欣赏今天所讲的。
So hopefully, brothers and sisters will and friends will be able to appreciate the message today.
不关你的事，就不要难过。
And if it has nothing to do with you, then do not feel offended.
今天我们要来看提多书第三章第八节。
So today we will study the book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 8 through verse 11.
我取的这个名字叫做被勉的，当被勉的人和事。
And the title of today's sermon is People and Things to Avoid.
因为是提醒信主的人在世人的面前啊，所应该有的见证。
It reminds a believer the testimony that they are to have before unbelievers.
那么今天我们一开始一句话就是这话是可信的。
So at the very beginning of verse 8, it says, this is a trustworthy saying.
这是初期教会的一句很普通的一句说话。
And this is a common statement that is made during the early church days.
在教牧书信里头，这句话用过了五次。
In the teaching epistles, this term has come out about five times.
在提摩太前书第一章十五节用这个字。
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, it uses this phrase.
第三章第一节用这个。
In chapter 3 verse, First Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, again it uses this term.
第四章第九节用这个。
Chapter 4, verse 9.
然后提摩太后书第二章十一节用这个。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. Again, this phrase was used.
现在提多书又用这个。
And then finally here in Titus chapter 3, it is used again.
当圣经用这句话的时候，就是讲到下面所说的一件事情是真的。
When the scripture talks, uses this phrase, it is saying that the things...That is to precede this is true.
我们来读一下第八节到十一节。
So we will read verse 8 through verse 11.
这话是可信的，我也愿你把这些事切切实实地讲明，使那些以信神的人留心做正经事业，这都是美事，并且与人有益，要远备无知的辩论和家谱的空谈以及纷争，并且律法而起的增进，因为这都是虚妄无益的。分门结党的人警戒过一两次就要弃绝他，因为知道这等人已经被盗犯了罪，并且自己明知不是还是去做。
Titus chapter 3 verse 8 through verse 11. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. But avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. Warn a divisive person once, and then warn him a second time. After that, have nothing to do with him. You may be sure that such a man is warped and sinful. He is self-condemned. Let's pray together.
主啊，谢谢你给我们这些警戒。
Lord, we thank you for these warnings.
让我们在教会里都知道如何生活。
So we know how to live or how to act within the church.
求主光照你的话语。
Lord, make your words known.
让我们能够明白里面的意义。
So we can understand its meaning.
并且欢喜快乐的领受。
And to accept it with a joyful heart.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
第八节这里讲到，他说：“愿你把这些事切切实实的讲明。”
In verse 8, it says that I want to stress these things clearly.
那么这些事是指着前面第二章所说的那些事。
And these things are referring to those that were taught in chapter 2.
就是一个人在教会里头如何立身行事。
Talks about how a person is to act within church.
就是讲到老人、年轻的人等等。
It talks about the elders, the young people, how they are to conduct themselves within church.
同时又包括了第三章第一节到第七节。
It also includes chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 7.
这是讲到一个信主的人在不信的人之前应该有怎么样子的见证。
It talks about the proper testimony of a believer before the unbelievers.
所以这是前面所讲到的事情。
So this is referring to things that were presented earlier.
那么使徒保罗他在这里鼓励提多要慎重的把这些事讲得清楚。
So here, the Apostle Paul reminds Titus that he needs to be very clear when he stresses these things.
让那些已经真正信主的人小心谨慎地做正经事业。
So those that trust in God will be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good.
这个正经事业在小字里的讲留心行善。
Doing what is good can also be saying, being charitable.
就讲到我们的生活行为要让那些不信的人能够从我们的身上看到神的荣耀、神的尊贵。
That it is through our conduct that the unbelievers can see the majesty of God.
我们一个信主的人要让人家，要让不信的人从我们的身上看到我们所信的这神，他是何等的尊贵。
The way we conduct ourselves is to allow people around us see the God that we worship being the majestic God that He truly is.
假如神在你的身上显得尊贵，人家才会有那种爱慕的心。
If God is revealed in your life is one as majestic, one that is respected, then those people around you will also respect and realize how majestic God is.
当人家看到神在你的身上那么小，人家要这么小声干什么？
When people around you see that God is but a mere figure in your life, then they're not going to want this God.
我们怎么样把神表现得尊贵呢？
How do we reveal that God is majestic in our life?
你在神人的面前对你的神是一种什么样子的态度？
What is the attitude that we have before our God?
当然你不需要做的那种好像这假的虔诚。
Of course, it's not talking about a fake act of reverency.
不少的人到了教会来就拿一本圣经，然后三句话，感谢主，感谢主。
Some people come to church, they have in their hand, they hold the Bible, and then every two or three sentences, they say, praise God.
弟兄姊妹，人家可以从我们的 言语行为你可看得出神在我们生活生命里面的地位。
Dear brothers and sisters, through our actions, through the words that we say, people can see how important God is in our life.
你说出来的话，你做出来的事情，都可以让人家看到神在这个人的生活里头是一个很尊贵受尊重的。
How we talk, how we act, will reveal to those around us how important God is to us.
你自己把神看为小，啊，在人的面前把神看为可有可无，你想人家会去看重吗？
If we don't respect God, and or nor do we value the relationship that we have with God, will the people around us truly care about our God?
你跑到教会来，你跟人家谈起来，谈来谈去就是钱的事情，就是事情的事情，就是怎么样子可以去取巧，怎么样子啊可以去这个得到一些益处。你这样子，人家会看到神在你生活里面的地位吗？
If our conversation is merely limited to about financial gains, about shortcuts in life, about how to deal with things, will people be able to see where God is in your life?
那么今天许多人跑到教会来，跟外面你在市井里的时候看到的人没两样。
People can come to church today and they might see nothing different from the church is no different than the world.
谈来谈去都是些没有意义的事情。
Our conversations, the topics of our conversations are things that are meaningless.
世人所做的事情他也做。
Things that the world strive after, they also do.
一个真正儿女所做的事情他丝毫无份。
However, what a true Christian should be like, they do not act that way.
我常常看到弟兄姊妹们在吃饭的地方讲来讲去都是些无聊的事情。
Oftentimes during, I noticed one thing is that during the sharing on, at the lunch tables, it talks about things that are extremely meaningless.
我并不是讲说是每一个人坐到饭厅里都要直直的啊，好像是这个鲨鱼戒式一样，这样就是尊重。
I'm not saying that at the lunch table we need to sit very proper and we have to act a certain way.
但是至少你要给人一种感觉，这是神的儿女的样子，不是一般这个不信的人的那种表现。
But the way we need to conduct ourselves is so that people will look at us and know that we belong to God.
这种一点点的小事也是此地所讲的正经的事。
And these actions is what's including doing what is good.
我们要让人从我们的身上看到神的爱，让他们觉得这位神是值得他们信靠。
The way we conduct ourselves is so that people can see the love of God in our lives, so that they can see that this God is indeed truly worthy of our trust.
换句话说，我们要让不信神的人从我们的身上能够真正的认识神。
So that unbelievers, through the way we live our lives, they will get a better understanding of who God is.
然后因着我们的缘故愿意去接受这一位神做他们的救主。
And because of us, they are willing to accept this Lord as their Lord.
我们都记得彼得后书那里讲的这句话。
And we all know in 2 Peter's the statement that was made.
彼得后书三章九节讲这句话。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
我想弟兄姊妹们都应该对这一节很熟悉。
It should be a fairly familiar verse with brothers and sisters.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
所以, 让一个不信的人认识神, 应该是信主的人所能做的一件最好的事情。
So one of the greatest thing that a Christian can do is to lead an unbeliever to God.
因此上, 我们在不信的人的面前的行为都要小心谨慎。
That is why we need to be careful in our conduct before unbelievers.
不要忘记我们是神在世人面前的见证。
Do not forget that we are a testimony, we are a witness before people in this world for God.
以色列人他们最骄傲的一件事情就是神在以赛亚书40章那里宣告他说你是我的见证。One
of the things that Israelites are most proud of is what is stated in Isaiah chapter 40, where it says, God says that you are my witness.
所以很多基督徒那些不是太正经的基督徒就成立了一个宗派叫做耶和华见证人。So
there is a sect among Christianity that is called the Jehovah Witness.
他们就是说我们是耶和华的见证人。They
say that they claim that we are the witnesses for Jehovah.
耶和华的见证人的确是一个了不起的荣耀。To
be Jehovah's Witness is something that we are really proud of.
但是不像这些自称是耶和华见证人他们所讲的。But
we are different. We need to be different from them.
我们的见证是我们的生活来做见证。Our
witness or our testimony is based on our conducts.
不只是 嘴上的所谓的见证,
not just by words.
因此上, 我们要为不信的人祷告在他们的面前, 小心我们的言行。So
we need to pray for unbelievers. We need to be careful in our conducts before unbelievers.
这些都是此地所称的美事。And
this all is part of doing what is good.
并且我们自己跟不信的人都能够有益。And
therefore it becomes profitable for us as well as unbelievers.
这个益这个字,弟兄姊妹们,就是有增加的意思。And
to be profitable means to gain.
所以有益处使这件事对我有增加。So
something that is profitable is something in which I can gain.
所以我们常常喜欢有益。And
that is why we want to be profitable.
第九节讲到那些跟我们无益的事情。And
starting verse 9, it talks about those that are not profitable, things that are not profitable.
做好的见证是有益的事。To
bear good witness is something that is profitable.
但是在教会里头我们会常常看到 跟我们没有益的事情。But
within church, there are things that are not profitable.
在这件事情上, 使徒保罗一共提到了四方面。
With respect to this, Apostle Paul refers to four things.
这四方面是他要信主的人要避免的。And
these are the four things that Apostle Paul wants a believer to avoid.
这个地方的远备这个字讲的通俗一点就是讲到我们要转过身就走掉。To
avoid in its original term means to turn away from it and walk away.
碰到这种事情转过身就跑。In
other way is when we approach these things, we need to turn around, we need to walk away from it.
第一要我们转身就跑的 是叫做无知的辩论。The
first thing is foolish controversies.
这个无知的这个字在英文里头是不大好听的。The
term foolish sounds, does not sound very kind.
这个英文有个字叫 moron。OK， 这个不能够翻译。moron 这个字的意思本来是讲的一个人的低能。
When you say that somebody is a moron, you're talking about their mental capacity being extremely low, low mental capacity.
那么在当时底格里的教会里的，我们知道有一群假师傅。
And we know that at the church, there were some false teachers.
特别在这些人中间，有一大群都是犹太人。
And among these, a group of them were Jews.
这些人呢，就喜欢讲哲学，甚至于讲神学。
They want to talk philosophy. They want to talk about theology.
哲学是讲人怎么样子生活。
Philosophy refers to how a man should act.
怎么样子对世界上的事情了解。
How we are to understand or interpret the things of this world.
所以哲学家的话最多。
So that is why philosophers.tend to have a lot of ideas.
他什么东西都要讲出个道理来。
For them, everything has a reason.
那么在当时保罗那个时候，哲学的范围就包括的更广。
In Paul's days, philosophy encompasses an even greater extent.
讲的不好听的，一切的废话都包括在哲学里头。
In other words,All things are meaningless are in philosophy.
所以我们中间假如有学哲学的、请你原谅我。
So if you're a student of philosophy, please accept my apology.
这不是我的定义。
This is not my definition.
甚至也不是圣经的定义。
And this is not the definition of scripture.
只是因为在那个时候讲哲学的人太多了。
But just in those days, too many people were talking about philosophy.
特别这个希腊的文化里的最重要的一环，也就是哲学。
One of the bases of Greek living is the study of philosophy.
所以希腊的哲学家是最多也最出名的。
So that is why the most famous philosophers throughout history have been Greek philosophers.
苏格拉底、柏拉图他们都是哲学家。
Socrates,
Pluto,
we're all Greek philosophers.
Yeah, 那么还有许多啊，其他的那些这个学说，我们都记得在《使徒行传》里头，保罗在 Mars Hill 的时候跟这些哲学家去辩论。
And we remember that Paul in the Book of Acts, when he was on Mars Hill, he actually had a conversation with these philosophers.
因为太多的人不做事就坐在那里说哲学。
Because a lot of people were not working and they were gathered there talking about philosophies.
我想现在哲学家比较少。
I think today's world there's not as many philosophers.
因为现在的哲学家多半是没饭吃的。
Because philosophers today probably have a difficult time to earn a living.
但是在当时的克里迪岛有很多的哲学人讲哲学的。
But in those days on the island Crete, there were a lot of people that were students of philosophers.
我讲甚至于牵涉到神学。
And as I mentioned, it also refers to theology.
就是神学就是关于神的事情。
Theology is a study or studying of things that refers to God.
这些讲哲学的，甚至于讲神学的，都不按照神的话来讲。
However, the problem with philosophers or theologians in those days was that they were talking about God without using the word of God.
完全是按照人的想法跟人的标准。
Their system was based on their own opinion or man's own standard.
今天在教会里头，许多人不读圣经。
Today in the church, there are people that do not study the word of God.
他的神学跟哲学是多得不得了。
But yet, at the same time, they have their own philosophical and theological understanding.
世界上的事情没有什么他不知道的。
There is a reason behind everything that occurs in this world today.
因为都在这里。
Because everything is in their mind.
什么他都想到了。
Everything that they can think of, they know.
而且他自己以为他想的都是对的。
And they think that everything that they have to say is correct.
但是没有任何的根据。
But what is their basis?
这种人在教会里的是很可怕的。
These are very dangerous individuals within the church.
所以保罗特别提醒提多，这些事情你要远避。
So that is why, the Apostle Paul reminded Titus to avoid these.
因为这些人所讲的是些无知的辩论。
Because what these people have to offer are foolish controversies.
你假如要在教会里的跟人斗嘴的话，你就去讲讲哲学好了。
If you want to start an argument within church, this, the best thing is to start talking about philosophy.
马上就有了不同的意见。
Immediately you have different opinions.
所以对一个信主的人来讲，要远避这样子的空谈。
So for a Christian, we are to avoid such actions.
那么另外还有一种叫做家谱的空谈。
And another thing is called, the studying of genealogy or the
这个是犹太人最喜欢讲的事情。
And this is something that Jews enjoy discussing the most.
因为当一个犹太人讲到家谱的时候，就是他炫耀他自己的身份的时候。
Because when a Jew talk about his own genealogy, it is this time of showing the people around him who he really is.
我们都知道圣经里头很多很多的家谱。
We know that within scripture there are many genealogies listed.
他的目的啊，是就是要证实神所选定的祭司跟弥赛亚的血统。
What the purpose of the genealogies within scripture is to tell us the true basis of who the priest that God has chosen, as well as the Messiah, and who he descended from.
所以我们打开旧约特别，一看到这个祭司的时候，马上就讲他的父亲是谁，他的这个祖父是谁的。越大的、越高的地位，他的家谱就拖得越长。
So when we study the Old Testament, we will see that whenever they talk about a priest, the way they introduce the priest is they talk about who his father is, who his grandfather is, and the more important or the higher the greater the priest is in terms of recognition is they have a longer genealogy.
但是假如把一个祭司的家谱能够追溯到亚伦去，那这是最大的荣耀。
And if a priest can look through their genealogy and ultimately it starts at Aaron, then this is a proper priest.
那么还有一些是为了要说明这个是将来弥赛亚的一个系统。
Another purpose for genealogies within the Bible is to explain to the people that are reading it that this is where the Messiah came, descended from.
所以这是犹太人的规矩。
So this is the rules or the cultural, culturally for the Jews.
马太福音一开始就先讲主耶稣基督的家谱。
The book of Matthew starts with the genealogy of Jesus.
因为这个对犹太人来讲是最重要的一件事情。
Because to the Jews, this is the most important fact.
你假如要证实耶稣是弥赛亚。
If you are to prove that Jesus is the Messiah,
你要把他的这个血缘要一直数到大卫，然后数到亚伯拉罕，最后还要数到神的面前。
You need to be able to trace his bloodline all the way to David, and then even up to Abraham, and then ultimately to God.
所以对于一个犹太人讲，他们最喜欢讲家谱。
So for a Jew, they enjoy talking about genealogy.
那保罗是个犹太人。
Paul himself was a Jew.
他并不轻视家谱。
And he does not look down upon genealogy.
但是他所反对的是用家谱来给自己带来虚荣。
But what he was against was when you claim a genealogy, what you are trying to do is you are trying to put yourself in a higher position, and he wants people to, the Christians to avoid that.
Alhambra, 从前有一位年轻的姊妹。
There used to be a young sister at the Alhambra Church.
他到这个我记得他到 Massachusetts 啊去读一个大学。
And if I remember correctly, she went to college in the state of Massachusetts.
那么他读了一年边两年回来，他的父亲母亲就来找我。
And after a few years of studying over at the school, when she came back, her parents came to visit me.
原来这个女孩子在东北啊，就是美国的东北，找到一个男孩子，他们很得意。
It is that this girl was in a relationship with this young man in Northeast America, and they were really proud of that.
他说：“长老啊，这个年轻人可是不同啊。”
And the parents came to me and said, "Elder, this young man is different."
因为他姓孟。
Because his last name is Meng.
他能够追溯他的家谱一直到孟子。
Because he is a descendant of 孟子。
啊，真的啊，他把家谱拿出来，他可以说他是好像孟子的不晓得几十代的孙子们。
Meng Zi is a philosopher in ancient China, and he was able to go through his genealogy and trace it all the way back to this great philosopher.
所以这个父母简直得意得不得了。你看，我的女儿居然找到这个孟子的嫡传的后裔，那这种人的非嫁不可啊。
So the parents were extremely proud that they said, this young man is a direct descendant of this Chinese philosopher, and so she must marry this young man.
我说好，我说带来我跟他谈谈嘛，我也见识见识孟子的后代吧。
And I said, that sounds good. Why don't you bring the young man here so I can talk to him?
啊，这个年轻人长得很体面。
And the young man looked groomed well, or looked well.
也很啊，很会这个讲话。
And he was very eloquent.
哦，难怪女孩子看到喜欢。
And that is why the young girl liked him.
那么我当然就问他了，我说你信主不信呢？
And so I asked, are you a believer?
哦，我从小就信主。
He said, his statement was, I've been a Christian since I was a kid.
哇，这个资格太好了。
I thought, wow, that's very good.
孟子的后代，嫡传后代。
A direct descendant of this Chinese philosopher.
又是信主的。
Is a Christian.
你还到哪去找其他的男孩子啊？
Where else can you find anybody better?
所以那父母讲长老啊，我们想啊，这个先请你为他们啊这个订婚，然后再请你啊替他们证婚。
So the parents approached me and said, what I would like you to do is be in charge of their, to preside over their engagement and then ultimately officiate their wedding.
我就心里面不太惬意这件事情。
But I wasn't really wanting to do it.
我觉得这个年轻人这个态度相当的自大。
Because I found the attitude of this, I found this young man to be fairly arrogant.
而且不太稳重。
Is not very, unstable.
Steady.
The way he conducts himself is not one that is very mature.
So, girls, listen. Don't look at people's appearance. That's not important. He doesn't want to cancel.
啊，他说，张老说，所以年轻的女孩子在我们当中的，当你找伴侣的时候，不要只看她的外表。
Don't look at the genealogy.
不要看她的家谱。
我跟你讲，弟兄姊妹，我的心里面的想法结果是对了。
But dear brother and sister, I'd like to share with you was my first impression was correct.
那他们很快的家长就请我吃了一餐圣餐。
So immediately their parents took me out for a good meal.
那么这个就请我呀为他们这一对年轻人呢祝福。
And I was to give a benediction on their behalf.
我就跟这个年轻人讲，我说明天我想请你到我 office 来，我要跟你谈一谈。
So I talked to the young man. I said, "Tomorrow, if possible, can you come to my office? I'd like to have a conversation with you."
我跟他问了他一些信主的事情，然后对他有一些警告。
So I asked him some things about his faith, and then I also gave him a few warnings.
我告诉他我对他是怎么样子的看法。
I warned him my impression of him.
我就告诉他，我说这个女孩子是这个家庭里的独生女。
And I said that this young girl is the only daughter of, is the only child of this family.
长得很漂亮，也很聪明。
She's pretty and she's very smart.
你选择了一个很好的女孩子。
So you have chosen a very good girl.
但是你必须要好好的带这个女孩子。
But you need to treat her well.
我听说你在这个女孩子以前已经有了其他的女孩子。
I heard that prior to this girl, you've had many girlfriends.
所以我跟她讲，我说你必须要小心谨慎，好好的带这个女孩子。
So be careful in your conduct and treat her well.
我没有替他们证婚。
I did not officiate their wedding.
因为他们是在Boston 那边结婚的。
Because they got married in Boston.
现在他们结了婚之后生了两个孩子离婚了。
And after they got married, they had two kids and then they divorced.
所以女孩子千万不要去选家谱。
So dear, so young sisters, when you look for a spouse, don't look at their genealogies.
我们今天的人都不要去谈家谱。
Today, in today's world, we are not to look at our genealogy.
我记得从前一个姓孔的，好像叫孔德成吧，现在大概已经不在了。这他是那同样就是，啊，这个是至圣先师孔子的第几代的曾孙。
I remember a person that was a direct descendant of Confucius.
你孔子的孙子又怎么样？
What is that? I mean, what does that mean, really?
你秦始皇的孙子又怎么样？
What is it? Does it matter who you descended from?
主要的就是你是不是一个真正的好的基督徒？
The more important question is this: Are you a true Christian?
你是不是真正的认识这位真神？
Do you truly know this true God?
这种用家谱来夸耀自己的身份的是一个不好的一件事情。
To use genealogy to uplift one's position is not appropriate.
所以保罗要提多注意这些家谱的空谈。
So that is what Paul wrote to Titus, reminding him to avoid the arguments or the discussions of genealogies.
还有就是要避免纷争。
And next thing is to avoid arguments.
你看这里讲到这个纷争不是指到打架，是指到嘴上在这里斗嘴。
Arguments is not fist fighting, it is talking about verbal conflicts.
是一种无意义的一种争论。
It is without meaning. It is arguing over things that are without meaning.
是一种自我中心的一种争辩。
It is an arguments are based on conflicts for your self gain.
在信徒中间最不好的一件事情就是自我中心的一种争论。
One of the things that a Christian needs to avoid is arguments that is built based on yourself.
我们做基督徒的，我们的目标是应该无己。
As a Christian, we desire to remove ourselves from the equation.
因为我们是主耶稣基督的儿女。
Because we are the children of God.
我们所夸耀的是主耶稣基督。
What we boast of is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不去夸耀自己的成就。
We do not boast about what we have accomplished.
我们不去在人的面前炫耀自己的聪明、自己的知识。
We do not boast about our intelligence or what we know.
这些都是世人所看重的。
These are the things that this world value.
所以你不必在教会里头以为你好像去申请工作一样的，就把自己在这里故意的在渲染。
So within the church, it is not like you are at a workplace where you have to present yourself favorably before men.
在美国这个地方申请工作，大多数都是在讲谎话的。
In America, a lot of times when you're writing a resume, there are probably some lies in it.
那至少是夸大的话。
Or they might be exaggerations.
你去申请一份工作，你的这个口试的这个人讲，你对这个工作有信心吗？
For example, when you're interviewing for a job, somebody might come to you and ask, "Do you have faith in your own ability?"
你假如刚刚从大陆出来的，哎，我试试吧，可能没问题啊。
Maybe if you just came into America, you might say, "I will try my best."Maybe I'm capable of.
这口试的人说好了，你请走了。
But the interview guy will probably say, "I don't need you."
因为他喜欢听的，他想要听的就是，哦，这个我是没有问题的，我太有经验了。
What the interviewer is desiring to hear is that I am capable and I am confident in my ability to accomplish this.
我绝对保证能够把这件事情做得圆满。
I guarantee that I can finish this task.
可能你从来都没做过这事。
Even though you yourself might have never done it.
但是你为了要这份工作，你必须要夸耀。
But because you want this job, you might have to exaggerate.
这是世界上的事情。
This is the ways of this world.
不是教会你的该有的。
This is not a proper conduct within the church.
千万不要在教会里头说这些没有意义的空话。
These are meaningless words that shouldn't be spoken within church.
特别是为了夸耀你自己。
Especially if it is for the purpose of boasting yourself.
有的时候为着这些事情引起纷争。
And sometimes these will lead to arguments.
第四方面，他就说因律法而起的争竞。
And the fourth thing to avoid are quarrels about the law.
这个律法不是指的政府的律法。
And this law is not referring to the laws of the nation.
这个律法是指的摩西的律法。
This is referring to the laws of Moses.
这种事情是在教会里头，在当初保罗那个时候教会是相当多的。
And this is pretty prevalent during the early church days during Paul's time.
我们看一处加拉太书第六章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书第六章十二节跟十三节。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 12 and verse 13.
凡希图外貌体面的人都勉强你们受隔离，无非是怕自己为基督的十字架受逼迫。他们那些受隔离的连自己也不守律法。他们愿意你们受隔离，不过要借着你们的肉体来夸口。
Galatians chapter 6, verse 12 and verse 13. Those who want to make a good impression outwardly are trying to compel you to be circumcised. The only reason they do this is to avoid being persecuted for the cross of Christ. Not even those who are circumcised obey the law. Yet they want you to be circumcised that they may boast about your flesh.
一个犹太人，他们以为骄傲的就是因为他们是受隔离的人。
One of the things that Jews are proud of is that they have been circumcised.
因为隔离这件事情是神跟亚伯拉罕当初所立下来的一个条件。
For circumcision was part of the basis of the covenant between the Jews. And God.
你一个犹太人 或者说任何啊信仰的人，假如你没有受隔离的话，你跟神无分无关。
In other words, they believe that if a person is not circumcised, then that person will not have a relationship with God.
所以这个是神跟犹太人、以色列人中间定的这个条约。
This was the part of the covenant between God and Abraham, or God and the Jews.
那么这些犹太人就用这个来夸耀他们自己特殊的身份。
And the Jews therefore use this, this act of circumcision to boast of their position before men.
他们把这个要求整个的全面化了。
And then they generalize this requirement.
认为所有的人若是不受隔离的都跟神无分无关。
And they interpret it in a way that if a person is not circumcised, they cannot have a relationship with God.
所以你若是要做主耶稣基督的门徒，你必须对这些人来讲要先受隔离。
So if you are to be a disciple of Christ, then you must be circumcised.
保罗所传的纯正的福音不是这个，不包括这个。
The correct gospel that was preached by Paul did not include circumcision.
信耶稣就能够 得救。
Believe in him and you shall be saved.
你得救，你就是神家里的人。
If you are saved, then you are a child of God.
因此上，你不必要在肉体上来受这个隔离。
So then physically, you do not have to be circumcised.
那么这件事情在当时这个这个初期的教会里头是一个很大的一个争议。
And this was something that was argued, constantly argued about in the early churches.
所以保罗就跟这个提多讲，他说你千万要这个小心谨慎，不要让这件事情在这个教会里头成为一个问题。
So Paul writes to Titus saying, avoid these quarrels because it could cause problems.
他说这些都是虚妄无益的。
Because all these things are useless and unprofitable.
因为跟你的信心是没有任何的关系的。
Because they have no relevancy to your faith.
所以今天有些教会还在注意这些事情。
There are still churches today that focus on these things.
有好多这个教会，你假如要在教会里头侍奉的话，他把条件拿出来，第一个就是不可以抽烟。
If you want to, there are churches where if you want to serve in it, they have a list of requirements. First thing is you cannot be a smoker.
不可以喝酒。
You cannot drink.
不可以去看戏。
You cannot go watch movies.
等等等等。
And etc.
假如我的话，包括不可以去 Las Vegas。
If it was me, it would include you're not allowed to go to Las Vegas.
这叫什么
？What are these?
这叫律法。
These are laws.
这跟信耶稣有什么关系
？What does this have anything to do with being saved by God?
不错，一个真正信耶稣的人不应该做这些事。
Yes, it is true that a true believer shouldn't be doing these things.
你已经信了耶稣，你为什么还要抽烟？
If you believe in Jesus, why are you still smoking?
你明明知道烟对你没好处。
Because you know that smoking is not healthy for you.
我知道今天很多人说，这句话并没有医学上的证明。
And some people might say that there is no, medical proof.
我的祖父已经97岁了，还在每天抽烟。
My grandfather being 97, he's still smoking every day.
丘吉尔抽了一辈子的雪茄，他也没有死那么早。
Churchill smoked cigars for his entire life and he didn't die young.
第一，你不可以用一两个特殊的例子来证实一件事情的真实性。
First thing is that a few exceptions does not make it a fact.
我们不能够否认抽烟是对身体绝对不好的。
We cannot deny the fact that smoking is not profitable or is not healthy is not healthy.
至少你花了不少的钱在这里，这个，而且抽烟的人很可怜。
The bare minimum is that you spend so much money on this form of entertainment.
为什么我讲抽烟的人可怜
？And I think smokers need to be pitied. And why do I make that statement?
我记得当初我在军校里的受训的时候。
I remember when I was, serving in the military.
在这个军校里的受训的时候啊，那时候很可怜，怎么了？这个从早到晚，你的教育班长就是用哨子来这个控制你的时间。
And, when I was in the military, when I was serving my military duty, the officer would always control the way we utilize our times with the whistle that he had.
所以抽烟的时间很少很短。
So very, very little time to smoke.
你刚刚把这个烟点起来噗叫这一吹马上又要去了。
You might have just, lit up your cigarette, put it in your mouth, one puff, and then all of a sudden you hear this, the whistle, and then you gotta, put it out and put it back in your pocket.
所以我们出去这个到野地去这个训练的时候啊，我们要带着枪跟那个子弹盒子嘛，那子弹盒子里头都是香烟。
And before when we were out there and, preparing ourselves for,we would always have our guns and we would have a bag of, bullets. And in there would also be cigarettes.
其实没有 bullets. 你在受训的时候不要很少开枪的啦。
Actually, there's no bullets in the bag because during training, we're not actually using real bullets.
但是你必须要带着枪。
But you need to bring the gun.
啊你要学习怎么样子来带枪在不同的情况之下怎么样子去带枪。
But you do need the gun because, or the rifle because you need to know in what kind of circumstances or how to utilize it.
所以子弹盒子就变成你装香烟的东西。
So the bullet bag is a place where you keep your cigarettes.
到了这个野地做了睡一个到了时候了这个呜这个叫这一声现在休息十分钟。
And in the mountains that you, the whistle blows and the officer says you have a 10-minute break.
反那个东西，
呼，就是抽。So everybody pulls out the cigarettes and starts smoking.
那么有些人没有带这个东西怎么办呢
？If they don't have their cigarettes, what should they do?
就到人家嘴里去抢。
And they take it from somebody else.
哦，然后就是我抢你，你抢我。
And then they'd be fighting over a cigarette. 哎
呀，我弟兄姊妹，我是怎么戒烟的？这也是其中原因之一。
And this is one of the reasons why I myself quit smoking.
我看见那个人抢香烟那个简直是窝囊的样子。我说怎么可以一个人变成这个样子
？And the way that they were fighting after cigarettes looked so despicable that I myself didn't want to become like that.
不要抽烟。
Don't smoke.
所以你看吧，抽烟一点好处都没有。
There's no benefits to smoking.
你是一个好的基督徒，不应该抽烟。
If you are a good Christian, you shouldn't be smoking.
但是我们不应该用这个来成为一个律法。
But this itself is not a law.
你若是抽烟，你就不够资格侍奉主。
If you smoke, then you can't serve God.
他是一个软弱的弟兄。
He is a brother that is a little bit weak.
他不是一个没有用的弟兄。
He is not a useless brother.
我们要把事情事理要分得清楚。
So we need to separate.Recognize what the facts are.
在一个教会里头立法有许多时候是要小心的。
So therefore, within the church, when there are laws that govern the church, we need to be careful about these laws.
所以假如有人到拉斯维加斯去我还是要叫他弟兄叫他姊妹。
So even if there are brothers and sisters that do go to Vegas for vacation, I still call you brother and I still call you sister.
然后第十节就是讲到在教会里头有许多人分门结党。
It warns that within the church there are people that are divisive, that forms groups.
就是造成教会里的分裂。
And what that does is that causes separations within the church.
这种人一个带领教会的必须要注意。
And if you are a leader of a church, you need to be aware of this.
要找出这个原因来。
You need to find the reason behind it.
假如是你觉得没有道理的，你要禁止。
If it is not without reason, if it is without reason, then you need to prevent it.
他说，你假如警戒过两次，这个人还不改，
And here it says, after the second time of warning this divisive person,
这里讲得很严重的，你就要弃绝他。
Here it says, then have nothing to do with them.
这个就是讲到教会里头对信徒的惩处的一个问题。
And this talks about church discipline.
那么这个用意是因为是由于爱跟挽回这个目的。
And the purpose of discipline is out of love for the purpose of bringing somebody back.
我们对弟兄基本上是要爱他的。
To our brothers, we need to love our brothers.
所以假如他在错误里头。
However, if they are in the wrong or they're in sin,
我们第一件事情该做的就是要让他知道他是错的。
First thing that we need to do is make that brother aware that he is in the wrong.
我们今天在教会里的很缺乏这一点。
And this is something that we lack in the church today.
特别在我们中国人里头很缺乏这一点。
Especially in Chinese churches.
就是凭着爱心说诚实话很少看到。
And that is to speak the truth with, in love.
我们最喜欢在背后来批评。
We enjoy criticizing people behind their backs.
但是我们很少当面去指责这个人。
But seldom do we approach the person face to face.
原因就是弟兄姊妹，我们没有真正爱这个弟兄这个姊妹。
The reason why we don't confront our brothers and sisters is because we don't really love our brothers and sisters.
你假如真正的爱这个弟兄姊妹，第一件事情你就要他先知错。
If we really love our brother and sister, we need to allow them to know that they are wrong.
假如这个人听了以后不改变，我们要警戒他。
And if this person, after hearing your warning, doesn't heed your warning and continues on, then we need to warn him.
警戒过两次以后，我们就要弃绝他。
After two warnings, then we need to have nothing to do with him.
目的不是为了瞧不起这个人。
The purpose isn't so that we look down upon this person.
也不是说是真正的这个把这个人就这个推出教会去。
And the purpose isn't to push this person away from the church.
原因是因为我们爱这个弟兄这个姊妹。
The motive behind it is because we love this brother and we love this sister.
我们盼望这个人能够回转来。
We're hoping that this person will turn back.
那么在他回转来之前，他必须要知道到底他错了什么。
The reason, but before he can turn back, he needs to know what he's done wrong.
所以今天许多人不肯做这个事情。
Today, we don't see this in the church.
所以在教会里有很多人做一些不该做的事情，还在教会里头，这个好像若无其事一样的。
And that is why there are still improper conducts within this church.
他见到面还是假笑啊，做那些动作。
And when you approach them, you're still faking that smile.
弟兄姊妹，你假如对一个罪人，你明明知道你该跟他讲真话，你不去，你对他假笑，将来你要在神的面前要交账。
Dear brother and sister, if you approach a sinner with that fake smile, feigning that relationship withAnd yet knowing that he is in the wrong, one day you will have to be responsible before God.
你这种行为暗地里间接的，你就在鼓励这个人继续的犯错。
Because what you are doing is you are encouraging this person to continue in his way.
对这种人，你要当面的警戒。
You do not condone their actions. What you need to do is confront them with their actions.
他不听，你就要不断绝跟他往来。
And if they don't heed your warning, you need to terminate the relationship that you have with them.
不是说是从此以后跟他就不来往了。
It doesn't mean that you will never have a relationship with them again.
你的原因是真正的想要跟他继续的来往。
You truly desire that you truly desire that relationship to continue on.
所以圣经里的明明告诉我们，我们这样子做的一个目的是要得回这个犯罪的弟兄。
So scripture tells us that the reason for this action, for these actions, is so that this brother will be brought back.
你让这个弟兄不知道他犯罪，而且犯的不小的罪，他怎么知道自己错了呢？
If the brother doesn't even know what he has done wrong, how could he know what to do?
他跑到教会来，一个个还是跟他哈哈哈哈笑笑嘻嘻的，他知道他自己有什么不好的地方吗？
If what he has done is accepted by the brothers and sisters within the church, he probably thinks that the church condones his actions.
他跑到教会来，一个个这样子对他，他怎么样？他怎么样？
If he comes to this church and this is how we treat him, then what is he going to do?
他一定会自己会想，大家都这样子对我，我当然这件事情的确是，真是有问题啊。
If the way we treat the brother and sister within the church is a way as the scripture teaches us, what is this brother going to feel? He's probably going to feel that maybe.What I did was I did something wrong.
他看到了自己的罪，然后他就能够联想到他在神的面前是一个什么样子的光景。
They might recognize what they have done is wrong, and therefore then they recognize what their position is before God.
弟兄姊妹这样子对待他，神会怎么样子对待他？
If brothers and sisters are treating him in such a way, how would God ultimately treat him?
所以我为了时间的关系，我告诉弟兄姊妹，你们回去看《哥林多前书》第五章。
So, brothers and sisters, I will hopefully that you will go back and be able to study 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
第一节到第五节
，verse 1 through verse 5,
然后《哥林多后书》
，2 Corinthians
第二章
，chapter 2,
第六节到第八节
，1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 through verse 5.2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6 through verse 8.
读了以后，假如你有问题，欢迎你来跟我谈。
And after reading it, if you still have questions, please come talk to me.
所以我们在教会里头警戒、弃绝、目的是要得回。
The purpose behind warning and separation, as a way of church discipline, there is a purpose behind it.
所以我们必须要按照神的方法来做事。
And the purpose is so that this person can be brought back to the fold.
这个十一节是继续讲到这个分门结党的人他是一个什么样子的情形。
And verse 11 talks about the true sense of who, how this divisive person is.
这种人是被称为被盗的。
This person is called a man that is warped.
你看这个被盗，英文把它翻译成它是弯曲的，不直的。
In the English translation, warp means to not be straight anymore.
或者说还有一个我讲翻译的很好，就是 perverted. 就是根本它就是这个弯曲有问题的。这个它是弯曲的，它是破坏的。
One that is warped, one that is perverted, one that is broken.
讲的这些人在真道上面的光景。
And it talks about how they are before God.
他在神的面前是带罪的，是违背神的。
And before God, they are ones that are with sin.
在英文里的最后这句话讲到 He is self-condemned. 但是在中文把它翻译成，我觉得中文的翻译是有问题的。
Oh, the English translation is pretty good. The Chinese translation, is not very appropriate.
他说自己明知不是，还是去做。
The Chinese translation says that even though that person knows what he is doing is wrong, he still continues on.
英文并没有讲还是去做。
In English, it doesn't talk about that this person continues on.
因为他不需要还是去做，他已经做了，已经得罪了神了。
Because the person has already done it, he has already sinned against God.
所以中文的这个翻译是不正确的。
So the Chinese translation is incorrect.
他说 he is self-condemned, 这个是对的，他已经在神的这个责备，神的这个咒诅之中。
He is self-condemned means that he is already in the wrath of God.
时间到了，我多用了几分钟。我常常讲，我多用几分钟，你们就可以回去多吃点东西。
I know I've used a little bit more time, but if I spend an extra 5 minutes talking, you can spend an extra 5 minutes eating.
所以弟兄姊妹，我再回到我开头的讲，他说这个无知戒之，有知啊。这个有知戒之，无知加勉。
And so I go back to what I stated at the very beginning. If you are not, if you are with fault, then be aware. If you are not without fault, just be a. If you are with fault, then change. If you are not without, if you are without fault, then be aware.
假如你觉得自己我是十全十美的 ，God bless you.
If you think that you are perfect, God bless you.
我们通祷吧。
Let's pray together.
主，谢谢你给我们这些警戒。
Lord, we thank you for your warnings.
这是我们所需要的。
These are things that we need.
我们平常糊里糊涂地过日子。
Oftentimes we live life without a reason.
觉得自己几乎是十全十美。
Oftentimes we think that we are perfect.
纵然不十全十美，也是百分之九十几的美。
Even though we might, sometimes we recognize we might not be perfect, but we think we're close to perfect.
这是我们的罪性。
This is how we are as sinners.
求主饶恕我们的无知。
Lord, forgive us for being ignorant.
求主的圣灵不断地提醒我们。
Lord, may the Holy Spirit continue to work within us.
光照我们。
To reveal to us.
让我们看到自己的本相。
See who we truly are.
愿意谦卑的。到你的面前来。
So we can humbly come before you.
祝福我们的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, bless the brothers and sisters here.
也祝福那些为着真理而追求的一些朋友们。
And we also ask God to bless those that are still seeking after the truth.
盼望你的这个圣灵，你的光能够照在我们中间。
May your Holy Spirit, may your bright light be shined upon us.
让你的大爱是我们每一个人都经历的。
That we will be able to all experience your great love.
信的、不信的都经营在你爱的中间。
Believer, unbeliever, we all are within your love.
我们要赞美你。
We want to praise you.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
We thank you and pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.